Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program here on the Fan After Dark. It has been a super fun show. Hopefully you guys have been locked in. We've been on since 8:30 because the Rangers forgot how to hit the ball once again. Fred Davis sitting across from me, Khaki Kev behind the glass, who's had to do a phenomenal job of us bobbing and weaving, having guests on. We just had our boy Grant Afseth on. He has departed. We finally let him go after 2 hours. Supposed to only be 1 hour. We kept him for two. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Text into the program, 877-881-1053. Let us know how you enjoyed that in-person interview, the in-studio, if you enjoyed it. Text us in and we'll share the nice words with Grant. He does a fantastic job covering the Dallas Mavericks and the NBA at large and keeps us up to date, me and Fred, when we're not able to see the games, who's injured, what the starting lineups look like, what it's like with different trade talks. So if you really want to be locked into the NBA, give Grant a follow. Fantastic human and always very helpful to the Fan After Dark. And as Khaki said, helpful to the TSN and getting different news reports out there as well. So
he's quick with the video and audio.
He's a versatile guy. So shout out to Fred for booking that. I guess I could have booked that, but we'll give Fred his credit.
We're not. I know you're not trying to take credit.
I'm not
for my Grant Affleck interview.
I'm not trying to take credit,
Mister. I get guests. I can count on one hand how many guests.
Wow. Do I need to start going guest heavy? Do I need to start pulling people from Greece?
I would love for you to.
Okay, I can.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Might be, second time this year?
Do we have any update on that one that you teased?
I need to reach back out this week. I have not heard back from his representation.
Well, I get it. We want Young Thug on, and I'm going to make it happen, but it's just what time works for both of us.
I'll tell you what. Time
works for both of us?
Yeah, really? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing?
Dude, the timeline's blowing up. Everyone's giving their thoughts on this Jrue Holiday.
It's got the internet going nuts.
I'm actually kind of surprised how much traction Shams tweet's getting just because I'm an NBA nerd. You're an NBA nerd. But I didn't think it's already got 5 million views on Twitter, his post about the trade. I didn't know that many people cared about Jrue Holiday and Anthony Simons, but we're thirsty for news.
Well, look, there's nothing going on right now.
Yeah. Honestly, even if you're not an NBA fan, it's just sports and it's... Unless you're a baseball fan.
That's it. And there's two aspects of it as well.
Baseball's kind of coming to it's all-star break time.
We're in the purgatory stage of baseball right now. Yeah. Before, you know, we're in all-star purgatory right now. And from a Rangers perspective, it stinks because...
They stink.
They stink. and
unless you're a Jacob deGrom or just pitching staff fan, there's not much to get hype about.
No, there's not. I mean, this didn't.
Even,
I mean,
even my boy Jack Leiter starting to fall back off.
No, Jack Leiter has fallen off a cliff in his last two starts. And I shouldn't say he's fallen off a cliff.
He's kind of gone back to all right.
He's fallen back. He's regressed to the mean these last couple starts. And that's not to say that he can't pick it back up. And I think we all expect him to. But what's happening right now, and we'll get to the Rangers here in just a second. But A, it's the Celtics, number one. Right. So it's not like, I mean, let's not pretend like that's not one of the biggest teams in all of sports. Right. Yeah. So if the Celtics make a move, there's going to be traction. Right. Because and
a lot of people giving their reactions. Most people are with me and you're like, how did the Celtics pull this off? Anthony Simons is good. And some people are like, Portland's cooking and they're getting the deep. I saw a tweet right here. I'm going to read this word for word and you tell me if this is crazy. This is from Jared Weiss, who is a respected reporter for The Athletic. Sacramento, Toronto, and Dallas were all interested in Drew Holiday, but he lands back with the Blazers, the team that flipped him to the Celtics 2 years ago. Rumblings started moving earlier this evening that the Blazers were serious about bringing in Drew Holiday to fortify their defensive culture as they make a push for the playoffs next season to be a contender in the West.
Look, we forget Chauncey Billups is the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Do I need to look at their roster? Am I forgetting like that they have Devin Booker on their team or something?
Here's the thing you forget about. You got DeAndre Ayton, you got Jeremy Grant, you got Scoot Henderson. Well, you had Anthony Simons. But you've got here's the thing about that team, though. Remember,
you got Denny Avdija, who's solid.
Remember, this team was within striking distance late in the year. Because there was a time where they won like 9 out of 10 and were one of the hottest teams in the Western Conference and almost got into play-in conversation.
Oh, we named like everybody that wasn't in their starting lineup. They got Tamari Kamara, who's one of the best young defenders.
I'm sorry?
Donovan Clingan. Donovan Clingan.
Why do I know that name?
Because he was in college and a dog.
Where did he go?
UConn, right?
UConn, yeah. That's right. Big old white boy. Yeah.
So you got Klingon, Denny Avdija, Tamari Kamara, Shaden Sharp. Who's kind of coming into himself.
He's a freak.
And Drew Holiday now.
Yeah.
And no, Jeremy Grant and DeAndre Ayton, like you said.
And Scoot. I mean, this is a intriguing team, and again,
I don't think they're contenders, but they're
unless they still have a move to make.
A lot of people are saying they think the Blazers might be trying to flip Drew again, just for like Khaki said.
See, I don't think you're flipping him. I think this is one of those you can't say you're trying to be a contender, and then you flip the most veteran championship tested guy on your roster. That you just traded for.
The NBA is just weird, man. It's just a weird place where we're reacting in this live and I don't know, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, we're going to look back and like, oh, the Blazers were doing this because of X and it makes sense or it doesn't make sense.
I think it does make sense. I mean, when you said it at first, you're kind of like, all right, what are the Portland Trail Blazers doing? But then now that we kind of, you know, play back the tape a little bit, again, this is a team that was much better the second half of the season. And again, Phoenix and, you know, the Mavericks basically scuffling for that final play-in spot at number 10. It was just that Portland got into such a hole to start the season, but they were a tough out as the year went on. I mean, hell, the Mavs went up to Portland and got beat like in the middle of March or something like that.
I just love how when the finals end, you just get every trade rumor possible. The Lakers are the favorites to land Bam Adebayo in a trade. The Mavs actually come in at 6 on the odds for Bam. Now, why? I have no idea. I have no idea.
This is where you're just throwing in names.
It's Lakers, Grizzlies, Spurs, Kings, Mavericks, Bulls, Celtics in that order.
You said something yesterday, and we could have had Grant on for another hour. And I was like, where did you come up with this? Now, maybe you were on the Oski Woski when you texted me this.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you see this?
I was just saying that in my own head. That wasn't like, there was no smoke.
Well,
to
what I liked about that was.
I know what you're talking about.
I tell you what, if you moved AD for Devin Booker, I think that, I mean.
Right now, Tolos, how would you feel? Straight up. No picks, no nothing. Just straight up player for player. Throw in a second round if you want.
I mean, hell, they got 17 of them for crying out loud. So,
Anthony Davis for Devin Booker. Because I think most people would agree AD's probably a slightly better player and he's good defender. So that you're getting that done because Devin Booker's younger.
Give me Devin Booker all day, every day.
That would be Kyrie, Booker,
Cooper Flagg,
PJ,
and
Gafford.
Gafford and Lively. That's a athletic, and that's a team that's getting up and down the floor. And more importantly, and see, this is the caveat that I worry about when it comes to Anthony Davis, is that in the back of your mind, I don't care how he looked in the last week of the season. All season next year, all we're going to be thinking about is whether or not this dude gets hurt. And we're past the Luka stuff. I mean, maybe some of us are, but that's all that's going to be in the back of my mind is, man, I sure hope this dude doesn't get hurt.
I agree. I think with Cooper Flagg coming in, I know it's kind of crazy to talk about because it's Nico's guy, but I just think AD is a little bit less valuable because You can really play Cooper Flagg at the two, the three, the four, and you're getting that athletic 6'9 guy that can go out there and block shots weak side. Because that's kind of what AD does. He's a weak side. He's long, lanky. He can block shots. He can play defense. He can space the floor a little bit. I feel like Cooper Flagg is a younger version. Obviously not as tall as AD, but he can do some of those things. And if you mix in PJ.
Wait, Booker's not as tall as AD?
No, I'm talking about PJ. PJ and Flagg. Like, PJ and Flagg can give you some of what AD is giving you. And if you tell me I can have Devin Booker and still have a miniature AD with Flagg and PJ, their
look,
minutes
your
combined.
Team was fine without AD defensively. I mean, you didn't have any, I mean, you know, you weren't some, like, shutdown defensive team, but you did enough to get by. I mean, let's call it what it was. Your biggest liability was Luka defensively. I mean, you know, it's not like, I mean, I'm not saying Devin Booker's Gary Payton by any means, but he's not a sieve either. Let's see. From the 972, we could have given the Celtics Jaden Hardy, SMH.
I don't know if Jaden Hardy would move the needle like Anthony Simons. Anthony Simons, I don't know if people are
guessing that was a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, because Anthony Simons isn't really that big of a name. So I'm sure if you don't watch NBA, you're like, who? Anthony Simons is a very good young player that averaged 20 plus. And Anthony Simons was one of six players to make 3+3s average, like made over three threes a game. And now he's on the Celtics, who bombs threes.
From the 817, I don't know how. 817, you're going to have to provide your sources on this. Or are you just seeing what LaMelo's dad said? There's rumors for LaMelo Ball to the Clippers. I haven't heard that.
That wasn't a rumor. That was his brother said that. I think they were on a podcast
His dad said that too. He's like, y'all need to bring my three boys back to, well, maybe two of them. But let's see. Devin Booker gets the yips in the AAC. He can't play in Dallas. That's from
Luka's gone. Luka's gone. Oh, that's my mom.
That's your mom.
Luka's gone. Well, she would be fine with AD moving. I would think.
I think we would all be fine with
AD. If you're
AD
getting a
moving.
Return?
Look, if you told me I could get Devin Booker,
I'm with it.
For Anthony Davis, I'm taking that all day, every day, twice on
Sunday. And I get younger,
and I'm not injury prone, and this
There's
offense
no more log
is
jam.
Dude, this team's moving at light speed. Because then I don't need to go get a point guard.
Yeah.
I can play Devin at the one.
For a couple months.
I can play Devin at the one and Brandon Williams backing him up.
Do it.
And you know, God forbid if Jaden Hardy ever decides he wants to play some defense, I can throw him out there too, okay?
Shoot, might even bring back Spence.
I want to see Jaden Hardy excel and exceed and succeed in life. I really, really do. For everything that poor bastard's been through. Come on, Jaden. We need to get him on the show.
Okay. Jake Fisher, there was...
Wow, from the 806, I wouldn't trade a washing machine for Booker.
No, that's just Dallas bias.
That's
I agree.
All that is.
I'm with it. I understand it. I hate Booker too, but just basketball.
Put it aside, folks. Okay.
I mean, we all kind of. I don't know many people that loved Anthony Davis before he was on the Mavs. Not like they had some great ties or anything.
Still do.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like they didn't have some great ties, and we some people now like AD because on the Mavs, people would feel the same. But Booker came. We know him and Luka had their heated debates, but. If Devin Booker was on the Mavs, people would be happy.
Man,
they'd
look,
get behind it, trust me. When he starts dropping 28 a game.
I'm telling you right now, a Devin Booker, Cooper Flagg, Najee, PJ, Book throwing lobs to Gafford and Lively.
You'd
shut up real quick. Oh, I don't like Devin Booker anymore. No. And Booker's a dog.
Yeah.
All right.
What made the rivalry fun. Him and Luka would go back and forth.
Look, the thing about Devin Booker is this. And oh, by the way, he fits the quote unquote culture. I mean, you know, no one's ever said, "Hey, Booker's out of shape." I mean, look,
and try hard.
That look, the Suns were a mess last year.
Let's just help him out. Let's help out the Suns. We'll give you whatever
Let's bring him to Dallas.
Well, we'll throw Hardy in the deal.
I mean,
the young point guard.
No, I'm going to keep Hardy.
Omax and AD. And our second round pick. We will give you that.
Now, let's do a second round pick swap.
Pick 35 or pick 36.
That's right. I want a second round pick. You know what? No, I'm getting rid of Dwight Powell.
No, we can't. No, that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line. The line in the sand.
Okay, who
that's
would you
our,
rather
that's have? Our, and that's our leadership. Right
who would
there.
You rather have? Dwight Powell or Kai Jones?
Dwight Powell.
Okay.
Dwight Powell holds the team together, Fred. Longest tenured employee.
He
I didn't
does.
Say player.
Yeah, no.
Longest tenured
That's right.
employee.
That's right.
I also need the Dwight Powell. Did he get in the head today? Fanning out to keep going.
Yeah, that's one of the best
Twitter accounts. CA's been it with the Dallas Mavericks longer than Dwight Powell has. Okay.
There you go.
Let's get that straight
that
right
combo
now.
That combo can never leave the
You better put some respect on the three-time. What are we doing for the top five?
Top five hot foods that you've ever gotten from a gas station. I'm talking 7-Eleven pizza. Talking racetrack hot dog.
Okay.
Whatever. Now, what you cannot do, I don't want to hear any whatever place, USUPs or whatever. No chains. No the golden chick and the Chick-fil-A and a gas. None of that.
Yeah.
It has to be food that you could only get at a gas station.
Okay. What about the Laredo taco company?
They're only
at gas stations.
But no like companies. I'm talking about
Bucky's?
It has no brand on it. It has no brand.
What about Bucky's?
That's a brand. Going to break.
Just said racetrack.
That's a gas station, not a brand.
What is Bucky's?
I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Gloves are off.
A show. It has been two more segments here on this Monday night. Mm. Don't forget, we will be on the entire
What the Rangers
week.
Do tonight?
The Rangers
scored as many runs as we did.
Scored as many. Who's bald at the station?
Who's bald?
Yeah.
At the station?
Yeah. The Rangers scored as many runs as Broadus has on the top of his hair. At the top of his head.
What, hairs?
Yeah. Did I not say hairs?
No, you did. Completely missed that.
You did.
I missed the word hairs. Pretend I said hairs and play it back.
Real quick, shout out to our boy Jagon in Terrell. Number 5, egg rolls. 4, Supreme Pizza. 3, Jalapeno smoked sausage. Number 2, Elote taquitos. And number 1, Buffalo hot wings.
I will say one thing, Jagon. You didn't mention which gas station. I think that's an important part.
Mm. All right, Jagon, we need you to
put a gas station next to
it. We need a gas station next to it. From the 806.
Opacity is off today. I'm with you.
806. 806 been on one today, too. What did he say? Non-working. I don't know if that's okay. Anyway, non-working. Blake and Fred are right. I can't stand Booker. No question, he's a very talented dude, but I could never cheer for him, only against him.
No, he said he wouldn't trade a washing machine for Devin Booker. So I asked, working or not working, which I feel like is an important question to ask.
Okay. Wow, wouldn't trade a non-work. Okay, so he's standing on business, as the kids say. All right, let's get down to it, boys, shall we? Courtesy of one Mr. Blake Elliott, top 5 hot foods you can find at a gas station. My number 5, Quick Trip Cheeseburger.
Ooh, great
Okay, take. Quick Trip Cheeseburger. The thing I love about the Quick Trip is they do have a robust selection of condiments as well. Yeah. And they had barbecue sauce, and I'm a barbecue sauce guy. Now, granted, it was Kraft barbecue sauce, but beggars can't be choosers. So I'm going to go with the Quick Trip cheeseburger with... Now, I don't know, real quick, last thing. Have you heard their Taco To Go commercial here on 105.3 The Fan?
Oh, Tolo, of course I've heard it, and I work Rangers games.
I'm starting to...
Dig it?
No. The complete opposite. Like, to the point where I have to... I don't turn the station, because I do Tolo, you guys know, but I will turn the volume down.
Mm. Okay, my number five... This will be the second time it gets in the list, but 7-Eleven, the 7-Eleven nachos. Now, not as much of a thing now, but when Blake was in early college, late high school, you best believe I'm getting the nachos with the little tinfoil, not the tinfoil, the little plastic, loading it up with cheese, going to the counter, and it's like $2.50, $3, and it was a great way to spend lunch. So 7-Eleven nachos at the number five spot.
All right, so for me, mine are going to all be from two different gas stations because I've only really ever been next to two different gas stations.
That's fair.
So I'm not, you know, I'm not going out of my way to try different gas stations. Other than Allsips, which you said can't count, so we're not going to count it.
You can put it as your honorable mention.
All right, honorable mention, Allsips.
The whole catalog.
I texted Fred a picture of said Allsips on my way back from San Antonio. Twice.
I gotta go check it out one of these days.
No, you're not. Number five. I know you, Fred.
No, if I...
No. You'll go to Allsips the same day you watch My All American.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not going to specifically go out of my way to go to Allsips. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because I do drive a good amount sometimes, that if I'm on that side of town and I see an Allsips, I will say, oh, let me pull in
the khaki's
to
hot
see
spot.
What all the fuss is about. Is what I'm saying. No, you're right. I'm not going to go out of my way to go to Allsup, which is like, you know, an hour away from where I live.
Maybe I'll bring you one next time I'm visiting
now,
my
girl. What did you say that show was?
My
Everybody's All American?
My All American. It's not a show.
I'll get around to it.
All right, my number five. I wasted enough time.
What's it about?
I don't want to ruin it.
It's about what? Texas A&M, right?
So a hot dog, preferably with a cheddar sausage in it. So it's a cheddar sausage with a hot dog. This one's going to be from QT specifically. You get the steamy bun out of the drawer. You put it on. You make your hot dog.
You had
as
me
is.
At steamy bun and drawers.
So that's my number five.
Okay.
My number four, this one is going to be from Racetrack, which is my now gas station because it's close to home for me now. Just a cold sub. I just need a little lunch, pick me up. Just grab one of them in a container on my way.
I just got distracted. I'm sorry. Think about how loud a car has to be for us to hear it on the 11th floor.
I thought I heard something just now.
That was a car driving by. We have headphones on doing a show on the 11th floor of a glass building. We just heard a car.
At 11:30 on a Monday night.
Okay. My number four, let's go to Racetrack as well. Let's go to, okay, I cheated right here. I'll be honest. I cheated on my own list. I didn't mention something that's not hot. So if you want to expel me from the list, that's fine.
Oh, I guess I did say cold sub, so.
I'm going to go to Swirl World at Racetrack. It is the best place to get frozen yogurt late at night. You can get some Froyo with all the flavors and toppings at like 2 in the morning at a gas station.
He's right.
It's quality. So give me Swirl World at Racetrack. If you didn't know, now you know. When you're with your girl or with a girl and she wants Froyo and it's late at night and obviously all the Froyo spots are closed, go to your local Racetrack.
I wanted to mention that one. That's a good pick.
You had me at Swirl World. All right. My number four, Racetrack hot dog.
Racetrack, a three-timer right here. Just
go ahead and get descriptive I did.
Racetrack hot dog. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to get descriptive about.
What are you condimenting on that?
They also have barbecue sauce as well. And so, I mean, I don't know if you guys...
On a hot dog?
Oh, you...
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce is underrated in its versatility.
Is it the most versatile? Or is that ketchup? I don't know if ketchup's that versatile, honestly.
No, look, ketchup's versatile, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I think barbecue sauce is more versatile.
I hate hot dogs the way people hate them. So.
I don't disagree.
I think ketchup you can put on, obviously, potatoes.
Here's my question, and this is obviously a white guy thing to say.
As he says, he likes it on his eggs.
What, ketchup?
Yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, scrambled? No. Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put ketchup on scrambled eggs all day. I'll
take hay for it.
I'll agree with you on that all day, every day. But... I'll put barbecue sauce on my tacos.
I don't think that's that crazy because people have like brisket tacos all the time.
I'm talking about ground beef.
Ooh. I don't think that's that crazy.
I think my girlfriend's family would walk me out the house if I did that.
I'd tell them, fight me. Fight me. I'll fight all of you, okay? So number four would be racetrack hot dog with barbecue sauce. Number three, the Laredo street taco,
okay,
which again, Laredo, you can find at, now I haven't seen any Laredo taco shops here in Dallas, but they're quite ubiquitous in the Houston area. In fact, there was one down the street from where I used to work in Pasig-Down-Dina. If you know, you know. And the breakfast tacos are quite tasty, and they're—I mean, it's a full-blown kitchen.
I've seen those pop up here and there. I need to get a. Need to
I
was gonna
say, I haven't seen one in a while. I want to say Texas Monthly did a article about them once upon a time. So my number three is why the has there Laredo not been an
article? Why has there not been an article on the topic we're doing right now—the best hot foods to get a gas station? Why is D Magazine or Outsider?
I'm sure someone's done it, but maybe it's time for that.
Okay, my number three. I also kind of cheated because I yelled at y'all, but since we said we're adding it to the list. I think it's a high quality product, so it doesn't really fit in the whole cheap gas station, not good for you category. I'm gonna go the Buc-ee's brisket sandwich. Now, I do think it is cheating because I feel like it's in its own category, but if we're adding
you
it.
You said gas station hot food. Buc-ee's is a gas station, that's the hot food.
But there. Would you agree it's kind of cheating?
Like, no, it's not.
All the stuff we're listing is like kind of bad for you and it's like low quality food.
Oh, because Buc-ee's brisket sandwich is on the food pyramid?
I mean, they're slicing it in front of you. It's quality beef. Like, they're not just. Yeah. All the stuff we're talking about is like pre-packaged, just kind of laying out there, like
you literally
not exactly great.
You
for
literally
your body.
Said Swirl World. Okay,
yeah, that's my point. This stuff's not good for you. Like the this.
What do you think your cholesterol would look like?
What are you trying
like
to do at a gas station?
Buc-ee's brisket sandwich every day.
It's probably better than all this other stuff we're listing.
What are you trying to get at a gas station? Trying to like get a salad and
no, y'all are not getting what I'm saying at all. I'm saying the other stuff is a lot more processed and just sitting there in a package and is typical gas station food. Whereas a Buc-ee's brisket sandwich, they're like cutting the brisket in front of you. It's fresh. It's not healthier. I'm just saying it's a lot more better quality of what of the stuff you're getting.
I mean, I don't sleep on the racetrack hot dog. I mean,
come on.
I can't.
I don't think maybe I'm being bougie. I don't know if I could eat a hot dog.
I think you're being bougie.
I don't think I could eat a hot dog from a gas station.
Oh, I can.
I absolutely can.
I'll destroy a hot dog from a gas station.
I just it looks
mark
at me
that,
where,
please.
It looks
mark
at me.
No, I was hoping you would say glizzy. Then I would have marked it.
It'd just be looking weird on the roller. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the little hot roller.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You know going into a gas station hot dog, this could be the last one I ever eat. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but...
As in, like, you're going to pass away after...
As in, you...
You really don't know what's going to happen.
Your colon could explode at any minute. And then you're going to chase it down with some chocolate milk, too? What? What?
See, the thing is, hot dogs are already one of those mystery meats that we eat sometimes... And you're mixing it now with a gas station, and it's been sitting there for hours.
You want to know something diabolical? To quote our friend Ruben Portillo, if I go on a first date, I want to take a woman out and swing by a Quick Trip or racetrack.
You want anything back?
I'm gonna bring back a chocolate milk and a hot dog with barbecue sauce on it to let her know this is what I'm about.
This is gonna be a daily, so
okay.
Doesn't fit.
Not daily, but I want you to know where I'm coming from and what I'm capable of. Okay.
Maybe two to really show.
That's right.
See if she grabs it or if she just leaves it there for you.
That's it. That's it. And I'll throw the plastic at her after I'm done. Okay. I eat it too fast to care. I eat it too fast to care. That's exactly right. You just did your number three.
I did Buc-ee's.
What's your number three?
My number three is the hamburger pizza specifically from Racetrack.
The hamburger pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can get it by the slice, hamburger pizza.
Or you can buy the whole thing.
If you get a whole pizza from a gas station, then...
Oh, I've got a story for that I'll tell you after I finish my top five.
So, yeah. Hamburger pizza from Racetrack. Okay. My number two, I am going to say Buc-ee's, but I'm going to take a controversial route here.
Okay.
And this is something that I tried most recently when I came back from my San Antonio trip.
Beaver nuggets?
No. They have a club melt.
Okay. I have not tried that.
The brisket sandwich is good. Now, I'm not taking anything away from it.
The brisket sandwich is good.
But you know what you're getting, right?
Absolutely.
Club melt.
I kind of like that. Because I like a good club sandwich.
It was messy, as you want it to be.
No, we got to go.
I'll just do that one myself. I'll do that one myself.
I don't know that there's really anything. You had me at messy. I don't know that there's anything else.
You said like you want it to be.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Gacky Kev.
Who knew? What? Gacky Kev pulling back the curtain a little bit in the 11 o'clock hour.
This is what happens when you go to midnight.
Well, I didn't think he realized what he was saying.
I think he did. No, I think he absolutely knew what he was saying.
Anyway, Club Melt. Give Club it a try.
What's your number two?
That was my number two.
The messier, the better. Number two.
My number two, and this is where we're getting into the really heavy hitters now. I've had these in the last week.
Okay. This is the what spurred this idea for this segment.
Number two, we're going back to Quick Trip.
Yeah.
We're getting the Buffalo Chicken Roller. Now, this is on the little rolling machine next to the hot dogs that I ignore. Mm. And this is a crispy outside with a chicken and cheese inside. Usually a little bit of spice level going on with this dish as well. Really hits the palate well. Yeah. This is one of my favorites to go to. This has been a staple for about 6 years.
And what's this called?
Buffalo Chicken Roller. It's at every QT you've ever been to. They're usually low stock because people grab them quick. It's usually the first thing on the roller, your left-hand side. Don't ask me how I know.
What sort of beverage should I pair it with, sir?
I usually go Arizona, or I'll do a peace tea raspberry flavor. That's the pink can.
Yeah.
Or if I'm feeling sporty, I'll grab a Body Armor.
Okay.
I want to like bouncing out the electrolytes.
But to hydrate after I've blown my guts out from eating it. Yes.
Now, I will say, you want to have a toilet close. I'll just keep it honest with you guys.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Chicken Roller definitely does some rolling.
I mean, you could argue that that should have been a caveat to all the choices we've said. I mean, you could arguably, you could sponsor this top five with a Tums or a Rolade. So just put that out there.
Just so that way y'all know, Trevor Beck, Club Melt number one for him.
Okay.
So I have advocates.
Don't read the text line because it's spoiling some stuff.
Well, 972 Club Melt is so good. My number two, I also went with the Bucky's Brisket Sandwich. Once again, it is a tried and true. You know what you're getting. Whether you want the sliced, whether you want the chopped, it does not matter. It is a winner chicken dinner. And then my number one, and again,
it better be what I think it
was
is.
I was totally taken aback by this. I have a 7-Eleven that I
you're on the right track.
Walking distance from my apartment. They know me by name over there.
Ready to ring the bell.
7-Eleven pizza.
Woo!
7-Eleven pizza is elite.
That's the number one.
I have seen people get whole 7-Eleven pizzas. I watched an elderly woman like open up her pizza and do a visual inspection and then give a thanks to the guy that made it. And then I don't know where she came from. I don't know if maybe she walked into like a hologram and left. I don't know where she went, but she came, got her pizza, inspected it, gave the, you know, hey, I'm good with this, and then went back to whatever.
Thanks to the mom and pop shop.
I've got nothing else to add. That's my number one as well. If you've never had a 7-Eleven pizza, I don't know what to tell you.
Go do it today. And oh, by the way,
I've been in college and didn't have money and had like 10 bucks and just got a 7-Eleven pizza.
For $5, you can get two slices and a soda.
Yeah.
Or well, and me and my guy kind of, we actually, you know, kind of went, got upset about this. I was like, can I get a water? Like, you know, it's bad enough I'm eating pizza. I don't want to wash this down with a Mountain Dew product.
No, you got to get like a Gatorade or
but they make you get a Mountain Dew product. So I had to get a...
And can we mention the perfect packaging it's in? It's already in a little pizza triangle box.
Dude, it's so good.
Give me a pepperoni 7-Eleven pizza. God. Honestly, over some other pizzas anyways.
Oh.
And it's cheaper.
Oh, look, for what you get with the... And like you said, but by you better get it by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it's at least the one by my apartment by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And, you know, you guys know I'm on my Oski Woski detox here on 105 Through the Fan After Dark summer detox. So a week ago or 2 weeks or a month ago, whatever it was, you know, hey, after a show, all right, you're feeling nicey and I want a couple pizzas to wash it down. No, sir.
No, sir.
Empty. All right, take us home, Cac.
All right, my number one is going to be any of the rolling taquitos from Race Tribe. They got the Southwest chicken.
Ballsy choice.
They've got all the spicy ones. You got jalapeno, cheddar, any of them. You can mismatch them as you want. That's my number one.
From the 817, LOL, I'm at a 7-Eleven right now, and yeah, their pizza is damn good. Final segment of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get you home after this.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at the drip on you, Jake. Iced out, my guy, with the plaid shirt.
No cap. Unbelievable.
There's robots taking over.
Robots. I'll tell you what, I'm drop kicking the next robot I see. Shout out to all you guys that participated from the 972. This is the late night DPD menu, a.k.a. the Dallas Police Department. And for those of you that don't know, Fan After Dark is the official radio show of the Dallas Police Department.
Did you know that there's different neighborhoods in Dallas, the affluent ones that have their own police department?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got Highland Park's got their own. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, look, I'm just going to call it, I'm going to call a spade a spade, all right? My real rowdy and bout it, cops, we know who you are, okay? You Southeast Precinct, South Central Precinct, Northeast, Northwest. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want the smoke, I'm going to the DPD. I mean, what are you? You're a glorified security guard in Highland Park. Okay.
Hey! No jaywalking.
That's right. Your left turn signal's out. You've got a tail light out. Okay. Look. Oh, what?
Jimmy, please.
You know what's the most annoying one? The license plate light. The license plate light being out.
Look, if you're pulling somebody over for that, you're either A, an a-hole. Or B, you're pulling them over for something else.
Yeah.
I mean that's cop 101 right there. So, real quick, couple things. One, shout out to our girl Karen Brooks Harper, friend of the program. We'll have to have her on this week. Why?
Because shout out to Greg Abbott, who you called it. I got to give it to you.
I did.
You said this SB3 THC ban is not going to go through.
I said the longer it dragged out.
You said Greg Abbott's going to deny it, and he did.
He did. He vetoed it. Now, they're going to bring it into a special session, and I'll tell you what, my girl Karen Brooks was there today, and so we'll probably get her on Wednesday or Thursday, kind of get a follow-up on, you know, what, because now that it's going to a special session, and like I said, she was there today for the press conference with Governor Abbott, so we'll kind of see what the next step is for SB3.
You hear Dan Patrick talking about we're not Colorado.
You know what? Dan Patrick's an idiot. I'm tired of this dude. All right, look, if you want to smoke the Oski Woski Peesky Weesky, let people do it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, do we agree?
I think the location should be better. It shouldn't be next to schools.
Well, it shouldn't be next to schools, and, you know, there need to be tighter regulations.
Agreed.
We all agree on that, okay? I don't want my 17-year-old son to be able to walk in, even though he looks like he's 18, to be able to walk in and go get a vape or, you know, some THCA, yeah. Right?
We all agree on that.
We all agree on that. So, yes, because, look, you can't go buy alcohol like that. Mm-hmm. You can't buy cigarettes like that. Yeah. So that speaks for itself. I mean, do we want somebody... You know, if you're a veteran, if you're somebody that struggles with chronic pain, whatever, or if you're just somebody that doesn't like to drink and just wants to blow a J after a hard day at work, you should have that right to do it, okay? But again, when you got Dan Patrick over here fear-mongering and, you know, like there's bigger problems.
Straws a little
I mean,
bit.
Come on, man. We got bigger problems in the state of Texas.
If this happens, this, and that means, like, no, bro, two things can be true. It's not...
Look... We can get into the whole conversation about weed, THCA, whatever. Look, I lump weed in the same category as alcohol, right? And anything, a lot less.
Anything can be destructive with too much.
That's it. Okay. And again, if somebody wants to blow a J after work or whatever, and I'll tell you what, let's call it what it is. Would you rather somebody puff a J or pop pills? All right. I mean, we can. I mean, I know we can talk to plenty of athletes and folks that have got pain that would rather deal with that, you know, whether it's a gummy or whatever it is, versus popping pills. And we've all seen how that works out. So definitely shout out to Governor Abbott for that, and our thumbs up to him for that. Number two. Shout out to our boy Khaki Kevin Walker. Why Khaki Kevin Walker? Khaki Kevin Walker is the latest employee of the month at his other job. Okay, I don't know if we want. I think we've said the other job before.
Well, I don't think we have.
You say you think we have, or you? Think
No, I don't think we ever have.
I thought we did one time.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know. We've done a lot of shows, so I mean, I'm going to let you if you want to let the world know. I mean, I'm okay with it if you are.
If the Tolos plan on coming to say hi, maybe we'll see.
Okay, Tyler's. Go see Khaki Kevin. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to put it out there for you. Employee of the month.
He said,
Employee of the month at Tyler's.
He goes in tomorrow.
There's a line wrapped around the building to come see our boy Khaki Kev do his thing. So shout out to Khaki.
Kind of cool.
Employee of the month over at Tyler's. I still don't know what that place is, but nonetheless.
Y'all come check it out.
Come do it.
Well, shout out to Grant.
Well, I was kind of talking about you, Fred, but yeah, that's fine.
Shout out to Grant for joining us for 2 hours. He didn't have to. Shout out to Fred for booking him. It was a fantastic 2 hours of basketball.
But you know what?
Another one, man. These cars are loud.
Yeah, seriously. I think the aliens.
It's the motorcycle.
I think the aliens are coming. Not going to lie. I mean, here's the thing. It's one thing to get the Fan After Dark experience on the radio or on an app or YouTube or Twitch. But it's another thing to get it in person.
Agreed.
He dived in.
For any marks that you made this program, can you just go ahead and play them? Please have the one of you as well. Because that might have been one of the greatest ones ever. And you.
All right, so here's the deal. I got to wait for a minute because it has to wait 15 minutes.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Go ahead.
Let me pull them and let me see what I can do.
The messier, the better.
In case you missed it.
Is it weird if I play my own drop?
No, it's not weird. You can don't play it first. You can play ours, and then we'll get to that. Because then it'll seem like you're talking.
If you play it on a loop, it would be weird, but yeah.
If you missed a lot of NBA news happening, Daniel Gafford gets a 3-year, $54 million extension to stay with the Dallas Mavericks. Now, will he get moved? We'll wait and see, but right now he's under contract with the Mavs.
I think they plan on starting him, too.
I agree. Jrue Holiday gets traded to the Portland Trail Blazers for Anfernee Simon and 2 second-round picks, and Shams Charania follows it up and says that the Boston Celtics are looking to shop multiple key players as well. Kristaps Porzingis at the top of that list as they are actively shopping. It just came out that Grayson Allen is getting shopped by the Suns. A lot of NBA news, I think, is going to keep popping off in the next couple of days. I wouldn't be surprised by the time we get home if there's another trade that is happening.
There's a lot going on right now. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, especially if there's going to be picks involved, right? Because like you said, you want to get these deals done ahead of time. By the way, we didn't even talk about the Rockets deal. We'll get into that tomorrow. Yeah. We got plenty of time.
Kevin Durant's on the Rockets.
All right, so here's the deal. Let's lay this rest of the week out, ladies and gentlemen. So tomorrow is Tank Top Tuesday.
Dan Patrick talked about the terrorist is making these products.
Yeah, he's that dude.
Who's making these products? The terrorist, the cartel.
The cartel. It's like, bro, shut
calm down,
up.
Calm
like,
down.
Seriously, go clutch your pearls somewhere else. No one's got time for all this.
All right,
nonsense.
Hold on, guys. One sec. It was messy, as you want it to be.
It was messy.
Do you have any other ones for the show?
Yeah, hold on. I got a couple. Let's see.
Real quick, while he's doing that, somebody, Khaki Kev mentioned this during the break. One of you guys texted in that you want, from the 214, can you guys do a segment on a singles guy guide to getting a girlfriend?
I can do that.
No, we absolutely can. Now, look, I don't know. I mean, you know, take, you know, we should put a disclaimer out, like, you know, take this, the sentiments and opinions from the Fan After Dark do not reflect the thoughts and opinions of, you know, 105 through the Fan.
Correct.
So, and, you know, I mean, look, it's one of them things where, you know, do so at your own peril.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about mm-hmm. it.
And then you got to tell us the results on it if you take our advice.
I mean, look, we still haven't heard from $36 guy yet. I would love to know
maybe he's up to $40
story
now.
To that. Well, I mean, I can only hope. And, you know, we never found out. I mean, obviously the girl decided not to go out with him, wondering if he ever did bounce back and go get himself another date. All right. I think we should do a segment. Me and Blake were talking about segments we're going to do for the upcoming football season. I would love to do a segment where Blake reads the messages that he has with these women that he's meeting on these dating websites, which is absolutely insane. Now, I will say my boy has evolved over the course of last week, but these women and what are they doing?
They're wild.
Really hits the palate well. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It really does. And I'll tell you what, if we're going to do a dating segment, we need a female Tolo or fatty to chime in. Because we need at least one. All right. We need
it can't
at least
be my
one.
Mom.
No, we can't have Mama. And we love Mama Kim. All right. We'd love Mama Kim, but she's going to be biased. And, you know, we just need, with me being 44, with Blake being 25, we need somebody in that
middle.
I'm a big
fan of shoulder sweat.
Okay, well, that says all you need to know right there. We've got 8 seconds left. Shout out once again to Khaki Kev. Shout out to our boy Blake Elliott. Grant, great stuff from you as always. Good
see
night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.